This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It seems like, and I say this almost every week, it's like just a few minutes ago we did last week's overview. The charts are here, fresh off the presses, hot from the hands of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. The overview of what's going on, top 10 stories that have been covered by most News Talk stations, whether they be local conversations with local hosts or the national syndicated stuff, it's all here as part of the perusal for the week of March 8th to the 12th. So that's what we have in store for you during this hour with the DJ Beers, including Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We're all here to go through these items. I suppose there are a lot of things that have juggled around here toward the end of the week, like the Biden discussion, the business of having a 20-minute press conference. I saw a little. Did he take questions or he just?
No, he didn't take any questions.
No. Okay. All right. Wonder why? Does anybody know why he didn't take questions? Isn't that usually what happens?
Well, even the media, which has given him a lot of cover over the past, is like, okay, this is a record-setting thing. Like, you combine the time that it's taken the last few presidents to do a press conference and it's record-setting how long it's taken him. So, people want to see him answer questions and do it and talk about the border crisis and talk about the vaccines and talk about all of this stuff. And he has not done it yet. And the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, keeps saying, yeah, we're going to do it. So,
yeah. Well, a lot of the address, a lot of the focus this week has been on the anniversary of the COVID shutdown. The news media always loves the anniversary. So this was the week that was, in a manner of speaking. It all started in sort of a full flush a year ago this week. And most of us have felt it and not liked it by any stretch of the imagination for the past year. And the headlines, if you will, our discussion topics, the things that have been on the top of the list other than Donald Trump and the election, have all had to do with COVID, the vaccines, the variants, the stats. People love all of that stuff, and it has gone on and on and on. This week, in fact, is number three behind the this is quickly raced. Number two this week quickly raced to the top of the heap. That is the situation on the border. I know a lot of news media that likes Biden not focusing on this, but this was a real misstep, I think, they should have just left things alone, although he said he was going to leave a lot of the Trump orders in place, but they've opened the doors, opened the gates, and not knowing whether these people have COVID or not. I mean, there are all kinds of questions and concerns, but it's a mess on the border, it would appear once again. And to give Trump his due, it wasn't a mess for most of the 4 years that he was president. So now, you know, immigration, are there new immigration bills, or we're just trying to live by the old rules? The old rules were not so good anyway. So where does this go? I guess that's the question, ladies.
It's two separate things. Yes, there is a push. Right now, you're going to see a lot of stuff that's happening. There's some gun control legislation. A lot of stuff is being pushed quickly because Democrats hold the House, the Senate, and the White House. And I think there's some question. Certainly Nancy Pelosi is very astute politically, if you say anything about her. And I think she knows that there is a very real possibility that in 2 years' time, she will not be Speaker of the House. It looks like we're getting closer to
the majority. It'd be better if it was 2 weeks' time that she was gone.
Right. I would agree with that. But in any case, they're trying to push through a lot of stuff. So there is going to be an immigration bill that will be pushed through probably relatively quickly. But that
why
is
do we
not
need a new bill?
On the border.
Why can't we live by the old rules?
They want to give amnesty to, they say it's 11 million, but some people think it's a much higher number than that. The people who are in here, dreamers and that sort of thing, are in that group. So that's one thing. But what's happening at the border it's not unique to a Democrat or a Republican sitting in the White House. There was a migrant surge in 2019. Trump was criticized for it. They said he was that it was a crisis and that he was putting kids in cages. Well, now it's worse, and they're not acknowledging the same way. We know there's a lot of hypocrisy. It happens all over the place. But in 2019, Trump went to Mexico and made a deal with the president and said, we're going to organize this process, and people who are here seeking asylum or trying to enter the country are going to wait in Mexico before they're allowed in. And it brought order. It was working. It was working great. And then Biden came in and wanted to reverse everything that Trump had done at the border. And so he reversed all of that. And within 50 days, now you see kids in cages, except more of them. You see this onslaught of people, unaccompanied minors. So now they're going to go into the custody of Health and Human Services, which is a huge draw on the system anyway, a drain on the system. They don't know where to put these kids. And then you have a lot of people who are just coming into the country as well, adults and all kinds of people that are coming in. And they're not able to articulate whether or not those people should come. And so they've been pushing the Biden administration to say that the border is closed. The border is closed, and there's been some going back and forth on that. And you know, how they get this under control, I don't know. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary is asking for volunteers to go assist Border Patrol because their agency is being overrun.
Yep. Bad situation all the way around. Okay, I'm going to bounce around a little bit instead of going directly from number 10 to number 1 on the story side and the people side. I think that we need to pull a few things out here, give them a little bit more time. I'm not too sure that we need to spend a lot of time on COVID, frankly. You ladies agree with me? Don't we all pretty much know what the status is, getting our shots and all this stuff? I don't think we need to. And there's not much controversy.
I think the biggest focus now is looking back. Yeah. It's looking back on what
Why?
We did. What good does it do
to look back? It's the rearview mirror.
Right, but I think it marks the anniversary of what was. So if that's kind of the big story about COVID this week is, wow, a year ago when we were hearing we were going to take 2 weeks to flatten the curve, would any of us imagine that we'd be sitting in the positions we're sitting in today?
Yeah, okay, but, you know, I'd like to try, because there's so many things that are on here, including a number 6, what's going on with Iran and China, the Chinese military buildup now, finally people are waking up. Remember I said how many weeks ago was it that you heard me talk about the number of people that are not people and institutions like these big state-run the retirement programs, CalPERS, I always use that as an example because they have like $8 billion or something of state employees' money that they manage, and they put a whole ton of it into Chinese military companies because they're very profitable. And here they are building up their military. And who do you think they're going to use the military against? Hello? Duh. They're not going after Russia. They're not going to attack Italy. And they're not going to attack Canada. If they attack anybody, you're looking at, look in the mirror. And so we have this. Now people are waking up to it and saying, oh my God, what are we doing? Hello? Is it too late? I don't know. We were talking earlier on the DJV program about how the money that we borrowed, you know, it's out on the marketplace for people to buy up our debt. And who's buying up most of it? At the beginning, at least, Trump said no to the Chinese, to borrow money from the Chinese. They just, you know, granted, wasn't great for inflation because they were just printing money. But is that better? What's the more important thing to get in the way of? Chinese?
Weakening the dollar or selling our debt to China? Huh.
Yeah, right. What a great choice, huh? And China has created
C.
its own.
Do you have a C?
Yeah.
None of the above.
All right, 14 after the hours, we continue on the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, the complimentary piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael, Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air here.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road
to ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, 17 after the hour, the DJV overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, courtesy of the lists that are published not only on our social media, but at talkers.com as well. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner will go through some of the important social media things as they apply to the story listener in a few moments. But I would acknowledge first that Jennifer was on Newsmax this week having a conversation. What were you talking about, the weather?
Yeah, that's one of your areas, right? Yeah, we were really going
That's always big on Newsmax.
Yeah. No, we were doing a special.
The Democrats caused the bad weather. It's their fault.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that's what Democrats say about Republicans with climate change.
Of course. Sure. It's all your problem. You are with Gorka,
right?
No,
we're talking about the... Yes, we're talking about the Biden speech. Yeah.
Okay. And what did you say about the Biden
speech? Was that with Dick Morris? How about that? Your old Biden
Morris. There's a name from the past. The moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from
Mark
Morris
Halpern.
Used to be on this program all the time.
Do you remember that?
I know. He was always
here. I've never worked with him here. No.
Really? It was before you were here? Good God, it goes back that far? Morris was on. He and Ellen Ratner were great friends. And he and I became great friends, actually. I haven't talked to him for ages. What a character. I mean,
he's one of those few men that like to rock a mock turtleneck. So
right, but don't forget, those of you who... Dick Morris, why do I remember that name? Just remember sucking toes and Bill Clinton. That's all you have to remember.
What? Not that comment on my friend.
Bill Clinton's toes.
No, he didn't say... He was Clinton. He was Clinton.
Make sure you give it some separation.
Okay, so he was Clinton.
Although maybe that happened.
Listen, anything was possible back then. So Morris was Bill Clinton's chief political strategist. Brilliant guy. He's written a number of books. He's one of the smartest men I think I've ever met. Always had some good, strong answer or reason for doing things. And then he got caught. His wife caught him with somebody that liked to have her toe sucked. And so... the whole business, his credibility, of course, went right down the tube. Clinton dumped him, and as soon as Clinton dumped him, he went to the other side.
He got ticked that Bill dumped him because he felt like he did a lot for Clinton, and so then he became a Republican. Yeah.
Right. So he's now all over the place. Every right-wing Republican loves him. He's always, you know, he's touting all of that side of the street. He was a gun for hire, and the fact that he so quickly went to the other side was certainly indicative of how easily influenced he was by a big check. But, you know, even though I think I said that to him a couple of times, I don't mean to belabor this, but I'm just sitting here with tears in my eyes remembering some of the stuff that we talked about, that he and I talked about on the air, and then the things that we talked about him after, you know, he sort of disappeared. And his wife was going to divorce him. His wife was somebody of accomplishment. She was quite accomplished. I forgot what she did. But Ellen, was it? I remember what her name is. But she wrote a book with him and basically kept him under her thumb, or has since then. So anyway, that's the Dick Morris story, folks. You heard it. This is the only place you're going to hear that discussed this week. It's 21 after the hour.
DQ presents... How to find meal fulfillment. First, order the delicious new...
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Let's get to the trending stories that are a part of the countdown, a part of the charts this week from Talkers Magazine. Jay Kirshner finds that to be among many of her jobs. Her jobs are aplenty. She's got lots of things to keep her eyes and her ears on. And the list of things grows every day. So the weekend, this is not, I'm surprised he's not on the list of people, because he says he's going to boycott the Grammys, not just this weekend, but forever. So what's the story behind the story with that, Jay?
He cites that there are quote-unquote secret committees that determine which artists are nominated, and that's been something that has kind of been...
Of course there are.
Yeah, it's spoken about a lot, that there's politics involved with...
Of course there is.
Not just the Grammy Awards, but any award show, and he's just saying, you know what, I don't want to play your game. So after being snubbed for this year's Grammys, he's like, nope, I'm not going to attend the Grammys, no after parties, I'm not going to submit my work for contention, I'm completely done. He's broken.
You know, to be honest, he did the Super Bowl this year, so
yeah.
I don't know how many people are going to watch the Grammys,
right.
The virtual
yeah.
Grammys, maybe there'll be an audience. But he did the dang Super Bowl, so I don't think he's losing out by not.
You know, you
it.
Look around, though, you hear this sort of thing from people who are members of SAG, SAG Awards. You hear this from people who would be Oscar contenders. You hear this from people, any of these awards. Hell, I could say it. I've been nominated 4 times for the Radio Hall of Fame and haven't gotten in yet. And mostly it's because I'm not a member of the club. I'm not a member of the team. I don't belong to the good old boys network in terms of radio. I have my own shop, and I don't work for a big company. And so, you know, my name may be bagged. There are a lot of people who are my friends who have supported this. But listen, is it life or death? No, but I get with the weekend to sing because it is. There's a cabal of people in most of these organizations that they do the selecting. It's like it's politics without there being Republicans and Democrats involved. You know, isn't that basically it? Wouldn't you say that was a good description?
Yeah. That is definitely what people are saying about it.
Right. All right. So, in the package of items here, certainly what went on with the Royals, situation you continue to look at these list. Number 7 on the list is Prince Harry and Meghan, and so we're looking at one of the trending items Jay, looks like Prince William addressing the claims that there is racism in the royal family. What are people, what's the reaction to that?
Yeah, he and, I almost said Meghan Markle, Kate Middleton, they were visiting an East London school, and as they were walking outside, a reporter asked a quick question about it, and Prince William just said that nobody in the family is racist, the family's not racist, and he just kept moving on.
What do you expect him to say? Yeah, my mother is a big racist.
I'll tell you who it
my
is.
My wife, yeah. Yeah. What else is he going to say? That's pretty right. Yeah, my wife, man. You can't believe what she says about black people. That's exactly what they're going to say. Yep, duh. All right, anyway. So another one of the items that's trending is the president's direction when it comes to vaccines, making them all available in the next month or so. What are people saying? What's the input on that?
Almost everyone is excited about this. Well, some are pointing out that how is it going to be available to all adults by May 1st when they're still struggling to get their 70-plus mother or grandparent or father vaccinated? Mm-hmm. It seems like there's still so many issues with the 70-plus currently. How is this going to work?
Because it's the states. When you get the states involved, they start screwing things up.
Mm-hmm. Really? You think, Jennifer? Come on. That's not really true, is it?
Broadcasting from California today.
Right. Okay. And on the trending list is the daylight savings time switch and whether or not to keep it. Most people are saying what?
Yes, we are all united in the fact that we don't want to do it anymore.
Really? I'm tired of it. I'm not going to
get rid of daylight saving time and standard time switch. Just pick one and stick with it year-round.
All right. Pick your spot there. Okay, so that's this weekend, spring A.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has signed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill in the Oval Office on Thursday.
This bill has been discussed and debated. It's clear that an overwhelming percentage of the American people made it clear they strongly support the American Rescue Plan.
The feds have now borrowed $5 trillion combating the COVID-19 virus in the last year. The White House says stimulus money could be arriving as soon as this weekend for those with direct deposit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he's filed a lawsuit on Thursday against Austin, Texas authorities, seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the city of Austin and Travis County officials from enforcing a face mask mandate. Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week discontinued a statewide mask mandate for all Texans. With the exception of Arizona and Hawaii, don't forget, daylight savings time goes into effect this weekend. Early Sunday morning, move your clocks ahead 1 hour. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night talking about the pandemic.
That's more deaths than in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 combined. There were husbands, wives, sons and daughters, grandparents, friends, neighbors, young and old. They leave behind loved ones, unable to truly grieve or to heal, even to have a funeral. But I'm also thinking about everyone else who lost this past year to natural causes, by cruel fate of accident or other disease. They, too, died alone. They, too, leave behind loved ones who are hurting badly. You know, you've often heard me say before, I talk about the longest walk any parent can make is up a short flight of stairs to his child's bedroom. To say, I'm sorry, I lost my job. Can't be here anymore. Like my dad told me when he lost his job in Scranton. So many of you have had to make that same walk this past year. You lost your job. You closed your business. Facing eviction, homelessness, hunger. A loss of control. Maybe worst of all, a loss of hope.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 34 after the hour here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. When I say DJV, that stands for Doug, me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. And the other J is Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this week, so we have Jay and Jennifer and Doug at the ready talking about the items that are important here on the story list and the people list, kind of bouncing around a little bit because I think that's important. One of the names, actually, because Trump's name is at number four, seems to be going down on the list, there's an associative story that I wanted to get a little info on, Jennifer, regarding Michael Cohen, who was the personal attorney for Trump at one point in time. Apparently, he's met with prosecutors from the Manhattan DA's office. I was thinking when I first thought, okay, well, he's helping them with Andrew Cuomo.
No.
This has to do with the tax thing. What is this all about?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're looking into, but yeah, this has been, the Southern District of New York has won several cases all the way up to the Supreme Court as to what and how they can investigate a past president. And so they have his tax returns, which was the big story a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and they've been looking through things. Clearly, the investigators there are using Michael Cohen, who I don't know, maybe every prisoner gets the sweet treatment that Michael Cohen did, but Michael Cohen, as a prisoner, was allowed to go out to dinner in New York, so it didn't sound so bad for me. Maybe
but I thought he got pardoned. Didn't Trump pardon him?
No, not Michael Cohen, no.
Really? I thought he did for some reason.
And so, you know, I'm sure he probably made some sort of deal to spill whatever his story is to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, as long as we're in New York, let's get to Andrew Cuomo, who's number 8 on the people list this week and number 8 on the story list. So he's got a double, he's a pre-performer, if you will. He's under fire. Is it the Me Too movement that's responsible? Is it the general society? And does he have to go? And will he go is the question, yeah?
I don't know if he will. It doesn't look good for him. He has said all along he's not going to resign. He has an ironclad backbone, and so I think he's going to fight it out as long as he can. But almost everybody who's in elected office in the state is calling for Cuomo to resign, including Bill de Blasio, which it's important
like
to point out
anyway.
That these two do not like each other. They hate each other.
He's a waste of time.
And it seems that sometimes, even in the state, that Republicans are more favorable to Cuomo at this point than even some of the people who are on the far left. They've always not liked him because they thought he was too moderate. So he's got the nursing home scandal brewing. It looks like he directed his office to cover the numbers of people who died in nursing homes over the summer. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of reasons for that. He didn't want Trump's Department of Justice to know, number one. Number two, he was also selling a book. And that could also have some criminal charges levied against him if it's proven that he was putting these policies, killed people, and then he was profiting off of that. That could look really bad for the governor. It already does. And then you've got the sexual harassment charges, and now more than just harassment, now you have allegations from this latest woman, the sixth woman to come out against him, that he called her to the governor's mansion in Albany. She got there thinking she was there to work, and that he touched her inappropriately and was groping her under her shirt. And now the police are involved.
Imagine that, just visualization, putting your mind into gear. You know, it was, you know, just when you think about this sort of stuff, you just don't think that men, you know, mature men do this. At least not in my world, they don't. But apparently in everybody else's world, they do.
Yeah. The other thing that's worth noting is that this week there was a story that kind of got swept under the rug. Again, the sexual allegations are taking all of the oxygen out of the room with Andrew Cuomo. But there was a story that came out that indicated that 23% of senior citizens who died in this past year from COVID-19 died as a result of the governors in 4 states putting COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes. So think about that. Almost a quarter of dead senior citizens came from the Governor Cuomo in New York, the governors of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, Whitmer, who's getting her own trouble. Those 4 governors putting sick COVID-19 patients into nursing homes killed, directly or indirectly, a quarter of the seniors that died. That's a stunning number. And if you're a family of a victim, somebody who died during this time, are you going, wait, did grandma die or did my mother or father die because, number one, I couldn't be there to be an advocate, and number two, because of the policy changes that allowed sick people to recuperate in nursing homes?
Mm, wow.
That's stunning.
Yeah, it really is. All right, now, another name in the news this week is Derek Chauvin. He's number 9 on the people list. Chauvin, how do we pronounce that?
I think it's Chauvin.
Doesn't make any difference much. Okay, so he's now being tried for third-degree murder. Why wasn't it first or second-degree murder? How'd they arrive at third-degree murder? There have been 6 jurors.
So he's not eligible for first-degree murder because I don't think anybody on the planet thinks that he premeditated, followed George Floyd around, and then murdered him. That would be first-degree murder. But he is facing second-degree murder and manslaughter. Prosecutors had asked for third-degree murder as well as a charge, and I think there was something back and forth in the courts in Michigan about whether or not they were going to use that charge, and it even delayed the jury proceedings on Monday. So there was a delay to the trial this week, and then finally the judge reinstated the third degree charge and started seating the jury. So a couple of things happening. They've got a few jury members seated already. Selection will continue into next week, and now Chauvin is facing, so the jury will be able to choose as they watch this hearing and listen to the proceedings, if they want to charge him with, or if they want to convict him of, that's a better way to phrase it, second-degree murder or manslaughter, or now third-degree murder, which has been newly assessed. And third-degree, we haven't heard a lot about that because it's only eligible. I think you can only have third-degree murder charges in, like, three or four states. And Minnesota just happens to be one of them. So, yeah.
All right, so there have been six jurors selected. Another eight are needed. And one wonders, how do you find a jury pool that doesn't have a taint attached to it, who doesn't have an opinion about whether this guy is guilty or not? I think that's the most difficult part of this whole thing, frankly, isn't it? Finding a jury. How would you like to, Jay, sit on a jury? Or if somebody asked you, it came up to you and said, all right, Jay, what do you know about Derek Chauvin? And can you be a fair, I always love it, can you be a fair and impartial juror? And of course, yeah, of course I can. Yeah, right. No. So have you ever been on a jury, by the way, either one of you?
I haven't, no.
I have.
Yeah. All right. Guilty is charged,
I have,
right?
It was, actually, yes, it was guilty. And it was, No. I've never been with a company that really, like, pays you to be on jury duty. Typically, those are, like, government employees that get to do that.
Right.
And so when you don't get paid to be on a jury, they always give you kind of the less consequential one. So I was on one that lasted maybe, like, 5 days, 4 or 5, maybe 3 days.
Mm.
And it was, both of them didn't speak English. So what was crazy is that one only spoke Spanish and one only spoke Mandarin. And so you had to have three interpreters.
Welcome to Los Angeles, folks.
Yeah, it was so confusing because you had one person say something in Spanish, interpret it to Chinese, one person say it. I mean, it was a mess. So you're trying to figure out what was going on. But essentially a woman hit a guy who was crossing the street and, like, touched him. But, of course, the guy had all of these medical issues. And so we ended up ruling against the guy who was trying to take her out for medical issues.
Good.
But
I can have you sit down. I have one of the guys on my farm did the same thing, and I'm being sued for $140,000.
It's incredible.
My truck hit her car doing 2 miles an hour. She claims to have had a back operation. Transmission fell out
of
the car.
That's what this guy did. Yeah. It's like, what was the transmission held in with? Scotch tape? Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. This guy went, he didn't even go to the hospital, or the hospital, like, sent him away as a joke. And then he found some reputable medical center in East L.A. that he went to. It's like,
oh, I'm sure. East L.A. is full of medical. Yeah,
I know. And he came in with, like, centers. The cone around his neck. It was
lovely. As long as we're talking about California, number 10 on the people list is our pal Gavin Newsom, who's doing a fine job as governor of California, right? Everybody's supportive of him. Woohoo! No?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Gavin's sweating this week. He had to give the state of the state, and it was a much different tone. Even the favorable news media in the state said that he was giving kind of a pathetic attempt at a rally speech during a state of the state address.
He's pathetic.
And, the organizers behind the Recall Gavin 2020 effort have so far collected 2,060,000 signatures. They've turned in 1.8 verified signatures, and all they needed was 1.5 verified signatures. So they're well on their way.
Good. Okay. In a matter of moments, I want to spend a little bit of time on one of the stories. It's sort of a 10A story this week. Women, the International Day of the Women, wasn't it this past Monday? Wasn't it Monday?
Monday or Tuesday this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monday. All right, so we'll focus on that in a moment as we continue looking at the charts and talking about what's going on appropriately in News Talk Radio here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Now 46 after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is our focus here. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, the International Day of the Woman, or what is the official title? Women's Day. Sounds like a magazine. Is that magazine still around? Women's Day.
Women's Day?
Used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that still around?
I think the grammar of International Women's Day is wrong. Wouldn't it be International Women Day or International Woman's Day?
Day of the Woman, right?
Right?
Is that what it is? Kind of.
I don't know.
So what about this? We more or less, I don't know, we didn't pay that much attention to it on the DJV show, and I don't know that I need to apologize for that because I don't know anybody else on the air that is one guy and three women doing a radio program. So it's not like I'm ignoring women or the women are being ignored here. But is that the case? Are women still feeling like they're getting the short end? The pay differential is still there. I've been talking about this since I started doing talk radio in 1974. And one of the first issues I remember talking about was the pay disparity in what men get paid versus what women get paid. Hello, how many years ago was that? And still we have the problem, right? So, you know, what
well,
do we do?
See, Phil, how much money do you make?
Just
kidding, Phil.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, never run a pay. Yeah. Are we hopeful that things are changing? And was that the appropriate, was it just about pay, the focus this week? Or was it about jobs? Women in politics, certainly having more women in the military, women in the boardroom, women.
That stuff. And women's,
yeah.
I mean, Women's History Month is this month, and I think we look back on important women that have made contributions to the country, to the world, in the arts and politics. So I think it's all of that. I think it's all encompassing.
Mm-hmm. Couple of interesting items from the women's desk. Michelle Obama says she's going to retire from public, or at least considering it, public life. One wonders what that means. She's quoted a New People magazine article that she picked up knitting.
Yeah.
There you go. In the
very
meantime,
popular quarantine activity.
Right. She and her husband. I mean, it's not like she has to work. She and her husband, since they got out of office, have made deals with four or five different companies, netting them about $168 million was the last number I saw. So maybe she can afford to retire. She's a pretty good lawyer, though, I've heard. So too bad even if you don't get paid, you know, maybe she should be representing. Who am I to tell her what to do? But you know what I'm saying. Go help people, represent people that need help and can't pay for it, in terms of the law, anyway. And you'll be happy to know Susan Sarandon says she's open to dating somebody who's been vaccinated. Okay.
Are she and Tim, what's his face, Robbins, no longer together?
Nope, haven't been together for a number of years. Where have you been?
Who?
I'm sorry, and I know that, and you don't? Wow.
Sorry.
That's a statement and a half. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head.
Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See policy letter, license in all 50 states, and analysis, cfax.org, number 330.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we got some exciting things to talk about here with Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is here with us, as he traditionally is every week at this time. Nick is one of the foremost experts in automotive branding, automotive happenings, what's big, what's little. I noticed car prices are climbing. If you're buying a new car this year, prepare for some sticker shock. Average cost of a new vehicle, $36,902. That's up 17% in the last couple of years. What do you attribute that to? Everybody wants a new car, right? And there have been demand, but they stopped producing for a while. Yeah. And they still, isn't there still a problem with chips and some of that stuff?
Yeah.
Yes, no?
Yeah, so it's all those kids buying laptops and gaming systems. They drove the prices of chips up, and that caused the prices of secondhand cars to go up as well. So I like to call them gently used cars. They went up too. So we've got problems everywhere. So if you have a good deal on a car, go take it and stop dilly-daddling around. Go buy the car that you want right now, because prices may get worse or things.
Yeah, but it's going to be more. It's going to be heavier. Okay, so Nick and I were just talking off the air about a brand new entry in the luxury SUV market. You say Cadillac. Well, talking about domestic, right? Cadillac,
yeah.
Lincoln, and now Jeep.
Wagoneer, yeah.
And I'm looking at a picture of this new Wagoneer. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jeep is spinning off the Wagoneer brand. Yesterday at lunchtime, they introduced the Wagoneer and the Grand Wagoneer, two different Wagoneers, but they're also spinning off Wagoneer into a premium brand, it's a standalone premium brand. If you go to the Stellantis, which used to be Fiat Chrysler, if you go to their website, Wagoneer has its own little drop-down menu now.
All right, let me ask you something, Nick.
Brand.
My friend... Yeah. Who has 14 car dealerships here in Massachusetts and Rhode Island and New York, has two Jeep shops. And he said to me that they were going to separate out Chrysler from Jeep so that there was Jeep and Dodge trucks in one dealership and or Dodge trucks and Chrysler cars. What are they what actually are they going to do? And how does this play into it?
It's unclear now. I'm not sure that Chrysler can survive on its own because, to be honest with you, they have just the Pacifica, which is their minivan, and then they have the 300, which I think has no life left in it. So they have one vehicle. It doesn't make sense to run a whole brand off one vehicle. So I see some consolidation in the works. We may see Chrysler be chumped up by one of the other brands. So expect that to happen. Yeah, there's something in the works, as you can see. Big things are happening for that brand, so don't expect it to look the same this time.
All right, so
I can't.
Let's compare this Wagoneer. You and I both. I've been driving Range Rovers since 1994, so I'm very familiar with the brand. Their foibles.
Yeah.
Before that, I had nothing but Jeep Wagoneers. I don't like.
Right.
I didn't like the Cherokee and the other ones. I just didn't like them, so I stopped buying Jeeps.
Yeah.
So now am I going to go back to Wagoneer, or is it going to be good enough to take me away from riding in a Range Rover?
Yeah, air suspension. Check 24 inches of fording clearance, so you can go through water up to 24 inches deep. It's going to have all the latest and greatest towing capability, 10,000 pounds. You'll have cameras so you can back up, so you can do one-man hitching via your horse trailer or your farm equipment if you need to do that, or tow some animals, you can do that. It's gonna, people don't make bad cars anymore. I know, you know, people say, oh, this brand and that brand, but you have to look, you know, beyond 5 years, you might find a bad car. It's really hard to find a bad car now. You might find a bad bit here or there, but you're not going to find bad cars on the market these days. So, there are two great off-road brands in the world, Land Rover and Jeep. And now Jeep has a luxury arm. Take that, Land Rover. It's going to be tough for you to find another vehicle as good as that. This is really what we've been waiting for. Hollywood has been driving Land Rovers for the last 20 years in the Range Rover form. Now they get an American flag to fly in Hollywood and Nashville and all the country stars. So, you know, it's going to be big. It's really going to be big.
So when will these be out for purchase? Could you buy them now or order them now? What can you do now?
They're saying second quarter, which is around mid-summertime, so you'll start to see them arrive in dealerships, which is really soon, by the way, and they're going to have an amazing interior.
Would you buy them in the first year, because the first year of production, sometimes people say stay away from that stuff?
No, absolutely. They're well-tested by the time we get to drive them.
Yeah. All right, well, listen. I don't know whether you're... I'm not used to buying a new car. I buy them 2 years old and keep them for 2 years. Maybe I'll have to attempt take another shot at this and see what happens. All right, my friend.
Right.
You've done
I'm
a great job. Of great public servant you are, Nick. Thank you. Check out Nick's... his land is in rautoexpert.com, so you can read all about it there, the new Wagoneers and lots of other news. Nick Miles with Doug Steffen.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.